That's fantastic.
All right, so we were talking about the success of punters and, you know, with kickers. Girls.
Yeah.
So I decided to call Chris Cluey. He's on the HRMP hotline. He's a former punter. He played for the Vikings. He's on the hotline right now with Joel and Barry. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Chris, what's up, man?
Not much. Just chilling in Southern California.
So, Chris, we'll give people a little bit of a backstory because this falls right into what we were talking about. Ever since that you've been high school days, you've been kicking balls and doing good things because 99 USA Today's high school All-American team. Then you went to Cal. And then, obviously, you said your Southern California background. You attended football. You played college football for the Bruins. Barry mentioned, or Nick mentioned, you played for the Vikings. So you've had a storied career. We've had this debate going on the show today because Sebastian Janikowski stepped away. And we said when you make the money that Sebastian Janikowski and other kickers and punters have made, and you're still in a team atmosphere with an NFL environment, you get plenty of opportunities to get some tail. True or false?
I would actually say that is very much true because growing up in high school, I was a huge nerd, still am, loved video games, science fiction, fantasy, everything like that. Had giant Coke bottle glasses that, you know, just total babe magnet. and then I went to college where I met my wife and then got married. And if a giant nerd Coke bottle wearing glasses person like me can meet someone and get married, I think the rest of the punters are probably doing way better.
Oh, but Chris, now, Matt, respect if you came from a nerd and now you're here and you had a hot wife and all that. But what I'm talking about, my point was, is like no one looks at the football team and goes, I'm banging the punter, or I'm going to bang that fat kicker, that Sebastian Janikowski and his fat body. I'm all over that. That was my point. Like, no one wants to bang the bass player in the band, right?
Well, I mean, it depends how good the bass player looks, right?
That's true. See, that's what my point is. Like, you settled down, and that's great. There are a lot of kickers, I think, that get hot wives, and more power to them. I'm talking groupies. I'm talking when chicks show up to the team hotel. No one's like, "Hey, what room is the punter in?" Is that true?
Okay. So in that aspect, I will say that my groupie demographic when I was with the Vikings was like mid-30s to 40s soccer wives.
How heavy? How big were they? How big were they, Chris? Tell the truth. Were they pretty chunky?
No, actually, they were all right. I mean, soccer wives, you know, soccer moms tend to stay in shape. But no, I think position does definitely dictate kind of the types of people that are looking at you and what they're looking to get. I'm not sure that punters are pulling in the same people that quarterbacks
Chris, so my co-hosts were suggesting that punters and kickers get the same ass as a starting quarterback. And that is not true.
Not the same in numbers or top shelf, but they're going to get their opportunities.
With a 40-year-old soccer mom, Joel.
Come on, man. He's talking. You've been in enough locker rooms and around enough football teams, and especially, like, and God forbid, I'm from Wisconsin. I know what you're dealing with. Soccer moms at least hopefully stayed in shape in Minnesota. But the bottom line is that you've been around the football team enough to know that kickers and punters are still going to have opportunities. There's still going to be hot chicks that are interested from the fact that they know how much they make. They're on an NFL team. They don't get banged up and hurt because, you know, they just kick ball, get check.
Yeah, no, well, and the other thing, too, is that from a college aspect, you're also hanging out with a lot of the other college sports because you're in the weight room at the same time. You're hanging out at the same facility. So, I mean, you get to meet the swim team. You get to meet the volleyball team. Mm-hmm. You know, you get to meet the cheerleaders and the gymnasts. So I would say that the opportunities are there.
What kicker, and it could be kicker or punter, which one do you think gets the most ass in the NFL?
Or did?
I have no idea.
I mean, if you had to take a guess, it's certainly not Sebastian Janikowski, right? It's like,
I mean, actually, I was with Janikowski the preseason of my final year, and that guy could party. He was a good dude.
Yep. There's no doubt he could party. There is no doubt about that.
We've read the stories on that.
I even said he gave up kicking and drinking beer to just drink beer. That's why he retired. He was tired of kicking getting in the way. But I'm just from who do you think gets the most ass in the NFL from a kicker punter perspective? Well, if you had to guess,
there had to be some pretty boys.
I would say actually, you know what? It probably is. It's probably the Aussie rules guys. because they've got that exotic foreign accent, and most of them are like 6'3", 220, you know, just freaking barreling down the field.
That is a great answer. Yeah, that's outstanding. I think
Vinatieri, before he went with the snow gray look, and you know, obviously he's been in the league forever, but I mean, there's been some kickers and punters along the way that have been good-looking men, right?
Yeah, well, I think Vinatieri definitely has the whole Silver Fox aspect, where uh-huh. you know he's got the distinguished mature.
Soccer moms are all over that.
Yeah, oh yeah, he's for sure raking into soccer moms.
Now I have to question this: have you kept up with like what Pat McAfee's been doing, and is there any animosity that maybe you're not doing that? Are you a bit jealous of the run he's getting as a former kicker?
No, Pat's a great dude. I actually talked with him a couple times, and I know he's doing a lot of broadcasting stuff now, isn't he? He's a good dude. He's really funny too, and obviously very smart. So I don't think there's ever really any animosity between, you know, punters and kickers, because we all understand that no one else knows what it is that we do. You get kind of this brotherhood of like, yeah, got yelled at by the fans and my coach again today, but they can't explain how we do our job. So we're just going to kind of deal with it.
That's how we got on this topic. I'm glad you said that, Chris, because we were talking about football, and I said, man, you know, I wonder if it isn't the smart play when you have like a son or a kid to say, hey, focus on just being a kicker. You'll play 18 years. You'll make $53 million like Janikowski. Rather than trying to make it as a, you know, cornerback or a quarterback or a linebacker or whatever, just be a kicker. You'll get full ride. You'll make money. You don't get banged up. Is that something you kind of, you were like, did you know you were going to be a punter? You were like, yeah, I'm going to be a punter. This is what I do early on.
So I played soccer and baseball growing up. I actually had no intention of playing football until I got to high school and I needed a fall sport. And I could always kick a soccer ball really far. So I was like, all right, I'm going to see if I can kick a football really far. Because I had I'd separated the growth plate in my right shoulder playing baseball. I couldn't do any contact, so I wasn't allowed to play any other position. So my freshman year turned out I could kick football really far. My sophomore year, I got into a single tackling drill and tore my ACL. So at that point, I figured that was a sign from the universe. Stick with the punting and kicking.
Well, it certainly served you well, man. You've had a great career. And, hey, man, I appreciate you coming on and taking the time to settle this debate for us. Are you on social media where people can reach out to you? Maybe we got hot groupies in case something doesn't work out with the wife. And yeah. Maybe
I am at Chris Warcraft, but just be aware, I talk about a lot of nerdy stuff. So
Wait. You're at Chris Warcraft?
Yep.
Oh, my God. You are a nerd.
Yep.
That is outstanding.
But you're also an intelligent guy, and I remember even when you were playing that you've been very outspoken on social issues, and you've made hard stances that sometimes actually got in the way of some of your playing career. But if you have any websites or ways people can reach out and follow you other than Twitter, anything that you want to promote, hey, we're happy because you gave us a big favor here today filling in.
Oh, thanks. Twitter's pretty much about it. I'm actually writing a science fiction book that should be out next year. So follow my Twitter feed to see when that will be available. And, other than that, that's me.
Very cool, man.
This was outstanding, Chris. Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
Thanks for shedding some light on the ass that could possibly be received by kickers in the NFL.
I was kind of right. 40-year-old soccer moms. Chris, man, we appreciate you, bud. Thank you so much, man.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too. There you go.